din achsanoi bechaneke. Achsanoi. Big sugis. I believe that we have to get down to the root and define what an achsanoi is. You know, there's an oireach and there's an achsanoi. Different words in Hebrew. Oireach is closer to a guest.
This week's pasha oireach.
An achsanoi is closer to the word in English we call a border. Okay.
That's not in the shir, the island touched at border.
Border. Okay, so I know that some svarim touch at border and some touch at guest. Okay. Some touch at border and some touch at guest. You're just in time to bring me some water. As soon as you walked in, I needed water. thank you so much. Getting there. It was a rough week, but Baruch Hashem. I think I'm out of it. I'll help everybody in Shem. Okay. No, just a little bit cold. It's fine. So the question is, what is an achsanoi? Would I call it a border? A temporary border? A guest? Like I said, the word achsanoi connotates a little bit more than just an oireach. Okay, and oireach seems to be a simple guest. I believe that there's a very big nafkamina lalacha. I mean, it's fine, it's all right. I believe there's a very big nafkamina lalacha in the definition of achsanoi. And many, many chiluki halacha come from it. So first let's see that the Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't interpret an achsanoi. You noticed that, I'm sure, right? He just runs right into habachrim, shalaimdim, shalaimdim, now, he doesn't tell me where these bachrim are. Are these bachrim in yeshiva? Are these bachrim in the old days they used to eat kest? Kest means they stayed in other people's homes, and those people would support them, would give them food. Right, so this is the shaila. That's why that was question number one I gave you. I wasn't sure. I wanted to clarify the connection between the achsanoi and the bachrim. We'll get back to it as we read in the Mishnah Berurah. Akalpanim, what's the basic halach of achsanoi? Says the Mishnah Berurah that if it's smuchin al shulchanei bikviyas, medina ain't tzarech lahadlik. Elim kain, roitz aliyos mina mahadrin. Unless you want to be mina mahadrin.
What does mahadrin mean?
Mahadrin means you want to be from the mahadrin and light yourself. You want to light yourself? Okay. So the first rule is, if you're saimich bikvias, you don't need. But what happens if you eat by yourself? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Right? V'davka bebochash oichel b'fnei atz mishkoich. V'davka bebochash oichel b'fnei atzmai. So it's mashma that someone who eats b'fnei atzmai, and he's not saimich al shulchan balabayis, so he, Taka, doesn't light himself, but he's mishtata b'priti. Meaning he doesn't light with the balabas, he's mishtata b'priti. That's what I mean.
Or he
lights himself. I'm saying, but the mishtata b'priti is said for him. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mishtabura siv katan dalit. Hainu afilim oichil al shulchan balabayis. Loyaminan dikibnei besi dami. Here he calls him an oireach. So here he calls him an oireach. And that's what we're going to tell you. You knew I was going to go there, right? Okay. I'm old school tired about this. Let's go. Let's artistically carve out this Mishnah Berurah. There's a few things we have to. Again. So the guy's oichel b'fnei atzmai. Then he has to light himself or be mishtata b'priti. If the person is not oichel, but he's oichel al shulchan balabayis, then technically he doesn't have to light himself unless he wants to be min ha-mehadrin. Okay. The kfiyas rabbosai is in time of how long he's going to be there. No word of Mishnah Berurah about that, right?
We have to be halacha about the kfiyas.
Correct. I know that. And I'm going to work on that Mishnah Berurah because that's Mishnah Berurah.
Any monetary
reason? Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's a shigrid the listener. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes clearly. Yeah, 8 days. I saw that.
Even though he said right after it's Kol Yumechan.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. But shigrid the listener. And I'll explain to you what I think he means. Yeah.
Is there any chiluk if there's any arrangement in Mammonis as far as
the Sefer? That's another part of the shir. We'll get to everything. I have a very big chiddush about that also. So slowly. I just want to first get the groundwork, and then we'll start moving. The word. Are you masking that the word kviyas has nothing to do with how many days he's there, as far as the reading here in the Mishnah Berurah? It's about Oichel al Shulchanai. Shem Zalman seems to learn that it does have something to do with Kviyas of time, and he makes it 30 days. But if a person goes there to be there for 30 days, that's called his Kavua by the person, and he becomes an Achsanai. I guess for 30 days it's known to be an Eireach, and I guess after that, then you're like a real, you moved in, and you moved in to stay. Okay.
Doesn't depend where.
To me, it's a chiddush a little bit. Okay, that's also a good nakuda. But before we get to that, doesn't say it here. Doesn't say it over here, okay? Does it depend on place? Depends on matziv? Could be. I don't know. But for some reason, Rishon Zalman learns 30 days. Okay, so keep that in your back pocket. Now, in the shaila of kviyas of achila, what's called kviyas? Let's say breakfast and lunch eats out on his own. Just supper eats together with the house.
How many meals a day?
How many meals a day? What do you call? What's the lashon he uses? Yeah? Shmuchin al shulchani b'kviyas. What does that mean? That means he eats all meals there? I don't know. You know, maybe the pshat is that since he's able to go to the fridge when he wants, maybe that's called oichal shulchani tamid. I'm going to spend...
It's probably on a home suda. Where do you eat the home
suda? I'm not sure.
You eat breakfast in yeshiva all the time. When
right. So I'm going to speak about this nakud also. For example, let's say, well, you spoke about this yesterday. Well, let's say the other way around. Let's say all week nobody eats. You know, in today's house, you can have all week that nobody's eating.
Well, who said necessarily has to do with eating in the house? Maybe he eats the food of the house. Take it somewhere else.
So I said he's able to go to the fridge. That's what I'm asking. I'm clearing. I'm posh the shy. Let's say I come there.
What's the kfiyas? What's the kfiyas if you go to the
I'm assuming
going
to clear
you
further.
Shtia, car, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to show you later on this year how far I go with this. I want to know if, let's say, normally in your house, but the father-in-law supports the son-in-law. Is that called Sayyim HaKal Shulchan Balabayas for this?
No. What does the point have to do? What does the point have to do with anything?
Why not? Why can't you be mechadish? Why can't you think out of the box?
What does the point have to do with anything? He never eats there. He never eats there. That makom is his kviyas. He never eats there. If he's supported by a gvir, he could be soymech on the gvir's Yisachar's vulin. So Yisachar doesn't have to light neiris. He is vulin lights for him.
Okay, so let's wait till the end. Obviously, the oil's not ready yet. I haven't softened up the oil yet enough to hear this. Okay, so again. Achsanoi, we've established that the word achsanoi is not an eireach. Okay? It's got to be a little bit more. How much more? That's tonight's share. Okay? What's the difference between an eireach and an achsanoi? That the achsanoi becomes a chelik of the house that he's in. And the answer is one rule, it seems. And that is that he's oichel al shulchani b'kviyas. He's oichel al shulchani b'kviyas. It doesn't say much more than that, right? So what happens if, let's say he's there for just a day or two, three, four? Is there some kind of a kviyas in the zman of how long he's there? Rav Zalman says yes. It's not muchach here or anything. So, a different shaila.
What if he's going to be there? What if he's there for a week, but he will be there for three or 4 weeks?
What happens if what?
If he's there for 2 days, but he's not there for 30 days yet, but he's going to be there for 30 days.
He's moving in for 30 days now, but he's only been there for 2 days.
Yeah, that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Once you move in four, that's what he says.
Oh, once you move in four, not yet to be there.
Yeah, so your question is eventually the guy's going to kick him out after 3 days. That's your question. Who says he'll last the term?
And Hilchos Yichud doesn't use that lashon kviyas by his brother and sister.
I know. He talks about kviyas by from all over Kol Shas. It's Shlomo Zalman's way of thinking. Okay, let's move on. I have a different shaila. What happens if he's saying Mechal Shulchan Balabayis, okay? But he really doesn't sleep that much over there. He comes home for the meals and he's running around, right? And he can sleep anywhere. He can sleep by his friends. It doesn't. If the Ikar Nekud is a Seimech al Shulchan Balabayis, so that's all you have, that's all you need. So that's Shaila number one. Where's the Ramah? Tell me.
I'm saying this Ramah in Shulchalach about the Gobas of the Makam Achila, as long as the place where he's sleeping is not Beisar.
Let's see. Which Ramah are you talking about? This one? Hagav Yeshaimim? Which one? That one? Hagav Yeshaimim is Manazesh what Ligim with name, Mamish, Yadlik,
the
Makam Shaychel.
And the Mishbur says, the Makam Achilas of Ekav Dafkalin in Achsanai Shein Beiso Etzla. So the place we're sleeping is not Beiso either.
That's something else. I'm asking a different Shaila. Maybe if he's Bechal, he doesn't sleep there that much. Beiso means his Beiso is not there.
I'm saying Shein Beiso Etzla.
He's saying a different verb, that where he's sleeping, meaning his house, is not really called Beiso so much.
So where is he?
You're learning it in the Ramah. I'm just saying a different Akud. He's talking not there so much.
So he has no basis?
Yeah.
Bishulov, he comes and he's traveling here, there, collecting.
That's what Homer is talking about.
I'm sure we're saying a different word. I'm sure we're saying since he's an Achsanoi, so what's the Ikar Kviyas? The Ikar Kviyas is the fact that he eats there.
Where does he sleep?
Mishabur's not saying he's not sleeping there. You're adding that.
No, it's not.
That's what he means. Ein beisa etzli means he doesn't have a beisa.
I understand. So where's he sleeping?
The pashas where over there.
So what's the shayla? If he should light in his bedroom because or light in the kitchen?
He's going on the case of the
shulchan.
Yes, the case of shulchan.
Vim yeshli
pesach pesuach laatzmoi tzolah bepisch api shoyse bayis en miuchel l'shina v'oichel al shulchan balabayis v'hadin oichel etzel aviv hagav yeshem zman eshem adlik mifnim mamish yadli b'mokim sh'oichel, which means he has a kviyas for right, l'chayr acquaint, right, after this Ramah it shouldn't really be a shara. I'm sorry, maybe you're right. No, since he has a kviyas for both. Right. He's here and here, so we follow the eating. It has nothing to do with where I'm staying. It has to do with what I'm eating. According to Ramot's Klar, even. Anyway, okay, you're right, Chaps. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to the first child. The first child is if he only, let's say, eats one meal a day, or if he only eats the Shabbosim, okay, or if he's able to go to the fridge, okay. I want to tie in an interesting chiddush. What happens if he has a kviyas to go every year for 2 days Chanukah to visit a certain family? That's a kviyas. Every year. This is a set in stone. Okay? Shabbos Chanukah by the parents. I hold it's a kviyas. It alleviates a lot of things in the sugya. Pay attention. What's called a kviyas? What shtells of that kviyas? Maybe kviyas is if it's done by oifen kavua, that's called a kviyas. If you have a
that's kviyas or tmedius.
I hope that could be kviyas. I hear.
That's
kviyas to visit.
To visit.
No, right, which is really in Lomnish terms, it's that. But you like it, huh?
I don't know. I'm trying to say faket. I think kviyas is just a visit.
Uh-huh. You faket. You're wording it in a way that you're not accepting it. Okay.
So you're accepting.
The what?
You're bordering.
You have to soften this up. You have to know.
Okay, we're getting there. Soon I'll show you more.
Hot water.
Soon I'll show you more. Are you paying rent? This achsana is for free or for money? Not one word. Huh? Not one word.
What?
Are you paying rent? What's the story here? What's the achsana? You're a boarder? Boarder usually you pay money. Huh? Why not? I thought we just said it's not a guest. I thought we said it's a board.
No, it means a guest. Yeah,
If you're paying rent, then you're a Baal
Bas. Oh, so some Achreinim want to say this, Taka. That if you're paying rent, even though you're living among all the people, right? So then the pshat is you become your own Baal Bas. Then you can start clearing. Are you living mamish like everybody else in the house? If you have your own room, so then maybe you could start, splitting it up. Let's see, mom's living together, and you're going to give a guy, you know, $100. Your father pays $100 a week to his brother to take you in. Other achrayim want to learn. Tefaker doesn't make a difference. He has a dinach sanoi. I want tiny big yisoid. What's the holy pshat in mshtatim? Achleikus from the Zalman of Rabbi Yosef. I love this. Rabbi Yosef learns that the neiris and the psilis, we soon forget the psilis, but pashas the shemen has to be lochem. There's a din that has to be yours. So mishtat b'priti means that's how it becomes yours. I, Moise, and the kinds we'll discuss in a few minutes. We'll get there. We'll see. I believe Rabbi Zalman learns it's a way of becoming part of the B'nai Abayis. He says, "Bnei Abayis." You're involved in the activities of the home.
And by Shabbos candles, there's a din lachem.
Oh, so that's a famous kasha. The truth is, they all attack Rabbi Yosha, but he has rayas. There's rayas machayim. There's a din lachem. It's a big great machayim. If there's a din of lachem, some stuff would know this. Is there a din lachem on the oil? Machlekes, right? It's alt reid. Kitz Rabbi Yosef holds as din lachem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that mishtatim b'priti is to make you part of the bnei abayis. It's very shaykh that the paying of the rent fakaret makes you alt bnei abayis. What's the difference than mishtatim b'priti? I mean, where does mishtatim b'priti? Mishtatim b'priti is in the oil. I'll give you better. Mishtatim b'priti. I'm packing mishtatim to the house. Huh? No, but I'm part of the house now. I'm not just a guest.
Tenant?
Can't throw me out when you want. I'm paying you.
Tenant?
Yes. Not a tenant. Achsanoi.
Hotel?
Achsanoi is a border. A border. Shaila is, how do you magdir a border? That's the question. So, many achrayim want to say...
Borders lav dafka kvias also.
Huh?
Borders lav dafka kvias in Zaman.
So that's what he said. We don't know. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say that there is a din of Zman. Zman is 30 days. Lamaisa, if you learn, let's say he pays the rent. So many achrayim want to say, you pay the rent, you're balabas, you're ois achsanai. Others want to say, fakel, you're still alive in achsanai. And these halachas.
So
of course, a big nafkamina. We're going to give me, of course, I'm going to give me to talk. You know, the case of the Mishnah Berurah is that the Bachrim are eating elsewhere. Can I ask you a question? Where were they eating? You didn't answer that, Shiloh. Huh? Yeah, tell me some. Who took them in? I just want to know, who would take a bacher in?
People in the neighborhood.
People in the neighborhood. How much money did it cost them?
He paid for it.
Of course he paid for it. What do you think it was? I know Meisach HaMeshlan did some hell to say. It's a Meidik HaMeish. It's a famous thing. They say it over all the time. He took in a guy from Yeshiva. And the father asked, they should serve meat. This child needs, he's well taken care of. So Rav Moshe asked him for a moin of money, unbelievable amount of money. So the guy said, as I made the cheshbon, the amount of meat, it's half the money. I don't, why, how did you come up to this number? He says, if your son is sitting at the table with my son, and he's getting meat, well, my son should get chicken. I think he'll get meat also. The family is getting meat. The whole family is to get meat. I'm not, no, see, whoever's in the house, she says he has to charge extra. The old days, cast was for money. Usually you used to pay for it. But this would be a big nafkamina. And of course, the nafkamina, we'll talk a little bit later on. If he means yeshiva, make big nafkamina. The father pays for the dormitory and for the food. We'll have to discuss it, okay? Does achsanoi mean with money, or achsanoi means without money? It's a big, I hold it's a very big sukkah. Okay. Now, we said over that ein tzarich lahadlik, elam kenoitzu lisam mahadrik. What about Bacha Shaykh B'fnei Atzmai? Right? Avalim Sa, right? So what happens when a Bacha is Eichel B'fnei Atzmai? So he has to what? Shtata b'priti. So the Bialocha says like this, I am Mr. Bura, Mashakasa Bacha Sam Shulchan Balabayas, they saw the statuf. Whom did I mogan up wrong? Okay. Vayim Bihajli do Bhol Gamli Turk Lishtatov. Mashiv Mogan Raya Mediv Mari. So how would you say the Mr. Bura Paskins? I saw what's his name brings it down. Rav Eider. Lachatchili should always have Mishtatov. I don't say the Mr. Bura seems to say not like that. No, isn't this what this Mr. Bura says? That's me. Rav Eider usually says good. I'm saying,
well, what case? I mean, this talking about he's always eating down the
shop. Take this case, the bacha, this mishtat that he says, even that is preferable ish mishtat to a priti, and he brings his bealacha.
Which bacha?
His bealacha say we don't paskin like that, no?
Which bacha does he say has to? Mm-hmm. What type of bacha?
He talks about this mishtat bealacha. He brings his bealacha. He talks about this bealacha.
He sounds like
he should have. How? Okay. Yeah, but he's saying that he brought the Mishnah Berurah not that way, no? I don't know, why would he bring this Mishnah, this Bialach? Okay. Now, Rabbi Sai, well, you are Mishtatif, yeah?
You just bring down the Bichodesh that says you always have to.
Yeah, but he says, but even the Shabri didn't bring it. No, I am a Shabri Masha Kasab, no, but Bachas on Shalom Bal Badan, so Lestatev. So who made the Mangan Avram? So he's obviously Paschal like the Mangan Avram. I mean, he's just saying, rather, there's a pre-call.
Maybe he wrote in the Mishabuah for Aniyim that might not have that money.
Ach, it's pennies. We're going to talk about it. You know how much money you're talking pennies. Not even pennies. Shtatev Priti is nothing.
11 cents.
Huh? 11 cents? Wait, that's what they say today, 11 cents. Shrekla. Moshe said 3 cents.
Dollar went down.
Okay, let's talk. We're going to talk about all these cases. We have a lot of work ahead of us. We just started. Come on. Okay, Salkopanim, Mr. Bura brings down. You hear Rabbi Isai? So if you take a look, Mishtata Bepriti in the Mr. Bura, there's not one word of Psilis. Just says Shemin, right? Mishtatev in the Shemin. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Shemin. Talks about the Shemin the whole time.
Mishtatev?
Yeah. Mishtatev? Haneris. Agaprutta Sagi. Makdal Echel B'Shemin.
Where's that?
Shemin, no? Gimel.
Shemin,
no? Mat Shemin. Lhoisiv. Chel B'Shemin. Matona. Shemin. Okay. That's it, Shemin. So that's it.
Binkin the Chari Yosef Shemin Biyasim Silas Avos.
Oh. So before we get to that, there's a psak from Rabbi Yosef that you have to have in Chamin to be Mishtata, the Priti, and the Psilos also. So I was wondering where it comes from. So I used to make fun of it, but I think there's a Makar for it. Let's take out the Magen Avram that quotes a Rajbin. I want to see how the Magen Avram, there's a Rajb over here. Yeah? Huh?
Well,
Maisak, we'll talk about it. The Drabbanan, Lachem, we'll talk about Maisak. Yeah, kind of, it's only Drabbanan, the Lachem. Okay, yeah, go ahead. No,
Shemin. Tzorcha Babai Slois of Mat Shemin Bishvilei. Kasi Rashba Simen Tavka
Pemeis. Yeah,
yeah. Shehu Adin in my Babai Smakna Lochelik Bishemin Bimatana Shari. That one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
So what does it say? Hu Adin?
Hu Adin, the Babai says, Makna Lochelik Bishemin Bimatana Shari.
Okay, next lot, there's no other line? Okay, so I want to let's go back to that Rajba. I remember once seeing that the Rajba used the word Sila. Maybe I'm wrong. Could we get to that Rajba? We don't have a Rajba here. That's what it is. Okay, we stop.
Somebody quoted me?
All right, go look it up. This Lichten cup. This Lichten cup that this Rajba is the word Sila. So I say look in the cup. Otherwise there's no Makar for Bamish, no Makar for Lives. Not one word.
Oh no.
Unless maybe. Unless maybe the word Neiris, there's one word in the Mishnah Berurah here. Hey, Hoitsoyis HaNeiris. She ain't Sarsalit and call Chatzi Hoitsoyis HaNeiris. Yeah, but he talks about the Shemin mostly, no?
The Chorot's on the Shemin.
Pasha the Shem, right? Yashiv has also the Tayyid that has the Psilos. also, and you have to be machmen, but the ganze meisa. Okay. So lemaisa. Lemaisa, in other gadol, the paisa gadar says, so do it. I don't know what to tell you, but that's a good enough reason to do it. So if you start to be pretty, say l'shem mitzvahs, l'shmeil and divrei chacham.
But I have to be mindful.
Maybe.
Okay.
Tell me something. Mishtate bipriti. That's what they say. It's only drabana. Let's talk lemaise. I didn't make it up. If I made it up, you'd yell at me.
They made it to Ben Bias.
So that's good. So it's Ben Bias. Ben Bias.
Okay. Now let's take a look at the lashon of mishtatef bipriti. I like that. Something I would go. Let's say mishtatef bipruto or mishtatef bipriti. Prut is one. Priti is a few pennies, no? What's the shir taka? What's the shir? So the truth is, it's brought down most of the achrayim that you don't even need a shavu pruta. It could be less than a pruti. It's just like a symbolic
zayin.
A pruta is less than a priti?
Priti.
No, okay. Priti is more. So I'm a dyke that it has to be more.
Prite is rabbin. Priti.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I thought priti is less than in Aramaic.
You don't think mishtat the priti? Yeah. Priti is less Aramaic for one?
It could be even less than one. It could be priti is even like a smaller...
Less.
Yeah, like a culture, not even, or a mashu.
A culture, maybe. Think of what? Yeah. The what?
It could be a type of quite priti puta is on many.
Shtat the priti.
Or prite, if you be a man.
A specific type of coin.
Okay, so Rabbi, I behoove you, and I ask you to look into this. Because I know those shivas Hatzal held that it has to have a certain shavis of a pruta, and today a penny doesn't have a shavis of a pruta, and therefore you have to give 2 to 3 cents. No, it's what Bruce says for every roll. Okay. The Chayra, it's totally in this Shaila, right? If you learn that if Al's Kenyan, so how can be less than a Pruta, right? It has to have some Shabbos. But if it's just to be a Chelik of the B'nai Abayas, whatever you give is good enough also. Okay. Now, the Bialocha says Ches Yom. So Reb Shlomo Zalman learns it's Lav Dafska, it's Shigur D'Lishna. That doesn't mean Ches Yom. Okay. Now I want to point out that there's a few Nakudas here. It's very Shayach that he needs Ches Yom because it's in the same town, like I told you 2 nights ago. And he's going back and forth. You told him that he's in his house and he's going to Shver. So if he goes every night to Shver to sleep, so that undoes the fact that he's all day by in his house. But Anachanan, if a guy goes out of town to some other place, that's not this Bialacha.
That's his way in town.
That's what I'm saying. In town. That's what I'm saying. This Bialacha is not the story you go away to your in-laws in New York. It's not the same story.
But even in town, it's only if he's going to Arai in his house.
Right, I'm just saying.
He's eating all day in his house. He's eating breakfast and lunch.
Is, yeah, but that's what he means to say. Then if a guy is 8 days every night, he goes to sleep by a shver. Right.
Well, he's going away for Shabbos.
Look at the Bialacha. Bialacha, right? So according to Bialacha, you would have to go away for 8 days, and that's where four Shabbos Pascha is. You're going to your brother for Shabbos.
Oh, which Bialacha?
The Bialacha.
That you said?
Yeah.
What is that?
Page 292.
Okay.
So
what is this?
If you
9 days, 4 days,
so that's where
Shlomo Shaima
wants to tie in. 4 days, no? 1 day is good enough. I don't know if you're going out of town. It's only in town. That's what you mean. He's not going to learn the Bialach like I told him. I want to tell you another thing also. Rav Shlomo Zalman learns it's Shigur D'Lishna. I'll explain to you what he means. In the old days, you didn't jump around that much.
Right.
Okay. You think they got into a car and one, they were here and they were there and they were running around. Even in the same town. You know the story, if you look carefully, where's his wife and his children?
Sounds like
by the Shver. and you come, you're popping into the house, for say, to pay the bills, to cover their face, to pick up the mail, I don't know, whatever you're doing. It's not the same scenario. It's not, today you jump around, you go from one place to another, in 2 seconds you're in a car. You know, in order to change, in order for the case was normal that you went to Yeshver, so you went for 8 days. And it's possible you hitched a horse and buggy back to your house during the day. That's what he means. He doesn't mean more than that. But Anachanami, today that you can have a kvius by less, doesn't have to be that I'm going to my shver, it means I'm there for 8 days. Who can be in with the shver for 8 days? That's Alena. Alena Nes Chanukah. Okay. According to this, I want to say a mayor to Kachidish, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah? And I'm Atzmiya. I know Reb David and Reb Belsky. I heard it from them. And I know all the G'day Lair Tzisrael Paskin like this, and I'm Atzmiya on it. I don't understand that. Let's say a person gets married on Chanukah. Married on Chanukah. So, A, where does the Chasen Kalalite? B, where do the guests, meaning the relatives, the Shver, the Tchveis, the brothers, where do they light? And see, where do the guests lie? Okay. So all the place can write one of two things. Either it depends on when the chuppah is. If the Zman Adlok is before the chuppah, so then they have to light and then come to the chasm. And the chasm kal lights beveis hayrim. And wherever they are, wherever their kfias was. If they lived in their father's house, so they're still in their father's house. If the Zman Adlok is after, for example, the chuppah is before, so then he has to go to his house, where his house is, and light. Wait a minute. Now there's a very problem with that, because today they don't even go to the house. They go to hotels, mices, chvesvas. So also, what does a chassan do? It's just a problem. Wait a minute. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants after they kach that he should leave the chassana with the kala and go to his house and sit there for half an hour with the neighbors. Tell me, you ever tried a thing like that? Disappear for half a... It's so not a half an hour.
Go over there. Take an hour and a half by the chasen hall. It's like this.
Take the pictures. Yeah. 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 Oh, no. You'll be netted from them.
You'll be netted from them.
Taking pictures. Okay. I'll call upon him Rabbi Isai. This is what Reb Shlomo Zalman wants. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants that they should leave the chasen. Yeah.
What about a hotel? You would light in a hotel?
And a hotel's a very big problem. It's not much of a very big problem. Now, what do you do? It's a very big problem.
Who can
light a hotel?
What's dangerous? They won't let you?
Really?
I thought dangerous about it?
They didn't let them in.
I know somebody who their whole family is renting out a hotel in Clearfield, Pennsylvania, and they're lighting next week. But they're renting out the hotel to
live there, so something else. Okay. Now, others learn. Oh, so Reb Shlomo Zalman says, but in case that's too difficult, so you should mimana shliach. You should have a shliach, go to your house over there, give him the keys. Thus is on the, it does pass for B'nai Brak. Sounds right out of B'nai Brak.
Well, it's not even his house yet.
I can hear that just roll, they can come up with this.
It's not in his house.
He's
going to live in there after.
That's what's the thing, that's his house. He moved in, he bought all his stuff in.
You know, it's considered his house.
You know what he says? A very nice chiddush. The mishmeris, what's his name? The carp. Carp has a meridik of carp. Shlita has a meridik of chap. The wife is not really his. The nice with kinyan until later. So how does she like? So you have to be back to the oil.
I was going to ask, what happens if they get married?
Is she able to
kind of
the oil? The halach is zisnitz. He has to be back to the oil because he's not really his wife 100%.
Why?
Because it's only yichud without beer. It's not cool.
Yichud without beer, it's fine. It's kind of
pregnant. Nah. Kain, it's not his wife till later. So that's it.
And it's a mistake.
What's a
mummy? Basically, to make a long story short, I don't understand. I heard. First of all, I say it's not 100% his wife, and then if you have to, you look at the Mishmeres Titus. What's the name of the Sefer? Mishmeres Hamayad. Saw it over there. Mishmeres Hamayad. Years ago. Okay, let's go back to it. Okay. Okay. Mishmeres. Mishmeres Amayadim. You hear? Mishmeres Amayadim brings us down. Okay, now. I hold, and I, you know what, let me not say I hold. Let's say I had three family. I had three family members that got married on Hanukkah. Okay. For one of them, the wife's family had to come in from very far. To come from very, very far. So what do you do, Amais? Okay. On both sides, there's a Meridik and Marisham. I don't know why, the oil ignores it. I even heard of some nusach that Rabbi Yankiv heard that they want to light by the chasm itself, and he laughed at it. It was a big joke. Rabbi David told me it's not again. Rabbi Belsky, everybody. There's a Meridik and Marisham. Okay. Marisham says that if you go on a train, you light. You know why? You paid your ticket, you rented it, it's your house. You go to the hotel, you said you light over there, it's your house. Who pays for the hall? Who paid for the hall?
The father of the
chassid. Either the chassid. Whatever, the father, chassid, the kallah, whatever, it's paid, shutfis, it's paid. You light over there, Rabbi Isai, it's your house for the night. Why do you make Sheva brachas there? It's called Beis Chasanim, no? Huh? You have a room there. They give you even a room there. What's that's like the they give you a for yichud, a room. It's your house. Elamai. Now let's go with another chab. What about the shver that came in from who knows where, from California, Bezvas, right?
It's your house for 5 hours.
It's your house for 5 hours. It's yours. Whatever. It's your house, no? He has a dinner with Achsanai. He has a dinner with Achsanai. Everybody lights over there and finishes. Now, Zayat Mingitan, by all three chasas, that's how we did it. We spoke to Rav Libus then. Zaych Tzadik Levracha. Libus B'shal Chuz Beisavi. Light it there. Some of the chasidim do it this way. They light by the chasa. It must be a chasidish halacha. The Dalim lights by the chasa. By the chasa. Moyudik, huh? Light by the chasa. Don't forget, everybody's there with their families and the children.
It's
Persimunisa, what do you want? It's
there, a
you wipe his man, no? Before the chuppah, you get up there and you get all the shverim and the shvigim and the
other.
That's right, the chubim and the. Okay, now. Someone who has an office. Someone has an office, and he has customarily, he eats over there lunch, and he could sometimes eat over there supper, and he...
In an office,
and he lives there, Kimat. You can light over there, why not? It's your office, belongs to you?
No.
Pay rent?
No.
Well?
So you know, if you're a worker,
I'm all
your office.
From a company, I'm all
saying, if it's not yours, not yours, but if it's yours, then it's yours.
Okay, but it's like you're the owner. So you're just a worker. If it's not working, if you're in an office.
That's what I'm saying. If it's yours, it's yours.
It's not.
They're overnight sometimes.
Well, people up there 24 hours. It's and a 24 hours on.
It doesn't sleep.
I hear. Uncle Pun. Okay.
And when he comes home, he's part of the life when he comes home?
Yes.
Sorry.
There's no Shabbos manazah.
Why? People know it's
not that true. Nobody knows. There's no Shabbos manazah. No, we learned this. Huh? Yeah. Mutter. Next. Should I tell you the truth that Rebelsky made a face when I said it to him? But I still think it's right.
You
like it so much.
The lighting bag.
In the
I don't like it either.
Who cares you don't like it? Rebelsky.
It's
a good butt.
That doesn't sound right.
Huh? Why does it sound right?
I'm sure. Why not?
He eats there. He eats breakfast there. Lunch.
It's not
supper.
He's not eating the
session. Once I told the other, not the.
I could lie in yeshiva.
It's never
yeshiva.
It's never finished there. It's only
our people who live in their offices 24 hours. Okay.
You're right. If a guy never comes home, you're right.
Guys will never come home.
The guy never comes home once a week. That's fine.
Guys will come home once a week.
The guy comes every day at 5 o'clock.
Okay. How about. So we said this, though. If a guy lives in his car, then in a chanami. Okay, now, what happens, what happens if a person has his father or father-in-law next door? He lives next door, two houses away. Yeah. And he goes there all the time. Especially when his wife is out working, he says by his mother, okay? He's there, and then he reads the paper, and then he goes through the mail. He's fundamental by the Tatishtum, okay? Does he have a din of Kibbutz Abayis? I don't know. He's not supposed to be there. It wasn't meant to be that way. What?
Does Rechem Kenevsky eat breakfast every day by his mother?
Reb Chaim eats breakfast by his
mother.
You mean years ago?
He used to go every day.
By his sister. By his mother.
By his sister. By Berzam.
Sister.
I always thought it was Berzam.
By sister.
I'll tell you the truth. The reason why I'm saying it because my father lived by my buddy's house since my Zayda was there. He used to come there, breakfast, lunch, and supper, and then do the mail, and then take care of everything. I guess didn't have Kibbutz Abayis. It was the Gala Maisa. When he lights, could he light? Mama should be Yitzel with it. Nice shayla. There he is, didn't have Kibbutz Abayis. Okay. Next.
Is that because he's Samech HaShop? No.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know. It's not official.
With the whole family?
Not official.
He's there, all right, though. He eats there with the whole family?
No, he's there. I mean, okay.
What about his Bnei Beis?
I'm saying they weren't there. The case was that he wanted a light. Nobody was home. He wanted a light over there and be Yitzhak. Shalom is Yitzhak Bizman. Because could be, he lives there, come on. He's always there. Okay. Nimtza Beveis Hayreyem. Let's say you go to your father's house for Shabbos Chanukah. How you like it, huh? You go to your father's house and he's not there for Shabbos. They gave you the house.
That's my house, I think. My house.
What do you say? He becomes what? Comes like your house, right? Because your mom
is. He is there. Then
you're. No, if he's there, not.
Well, if I go to my father's house, I lie with the father.
That's only because you're there, Bekfias.
Well, on Shabbos.
Talking about, if you hold the problem, you hold the 3 days, the 4 days. Say, even with all the cheshbainas. Nice, so when you're there, you become the balabos. Oh, we have to go back. Come, we have a lot of work to do here. Let's go back. Okay, now. A bach in yeshiva. Yeah? So I want to tell you a beautiful kedusha of this, yeah? Is he called an oichel mishulchan balabayis? A lot of poskim in Eretz Yisrael hold that he's considered oichel mishulchan balabayis, the yeshiva. And therefore just one person the yeshiva lights and that's it, it's done. A lot of Eretz Yisrael that give you a like this. So it's funny because I once spoke with, when I came to Teir Tamima.
You mean you don't even have to be started?
Yeah. Nice, it's an interesting chab.
The whole yeshiva is Bnei Habayis.
No, you'll be saying the chab on the balabas. So the
one of the brothers?
Shiva.
Oh, Shiva.
He's not lighting there.
The administrator. So it's one guy who's whoever's lighting for the yeshiva.
I'm just saying,
Head Gabbai.
The yeshiva's the balabas, he's not lighting there.
Head Gabbai.
So whoever represents the balabas to light. Whoever's the shlich of the balabas to light, and everybody else. Okay. I remember standing out on that raid like this. There was raid about it. You don't have to be starting the pre-team. Because it's called Shulchan Aruch Balabayis. Okay. Lemaisa, when I came to Teir Tamima, the first few weeks there was chaos. The Bachrim used to break into the kitchen every night. And they used to steal all the food. So I don't want to be marich, but it was very interesting. Very interesting in my first few weeks in yeshiva over there. Oh, so we could discuss it. So Ramagolas got up and he gave a whole thing and he said like this. The Etzim, he spoke to Reb Yankiv, and Reb Yankiv told him that the food belongs to the Bachar. But Lamaisa, they mechuyev to give it out fairly. So then you see that it's not Shosem Chashachim Balabais, because the food belongs to the Bachar. If you hold that the food belongs to the Bachar, so you don't have the Chesb. Okay. There's a Machlaikas Lamaisa.
It's one of the same thing?
Right now. It belongs to each Bachar. What do you mean?
Each one of the wrong
Balabais. A person?
What do you mean?
There's the yeshiva.
Shulchan Balabais.
Well, then again, if three people take, so...
Three or four Bachar in a house, renting a house.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. I want to be Bizman. I was told that every time I have Bizman, I don't mind continuing a few minutes after Meir. And then we'll work out, Shlomo, we have to work out how to light them in there. Shabbos, and you're here for Shabbos, right?
You're here for Shabbos.
Okay, Yoel's here for Shabbos. I want to set her up.
I think I'm going to have all seven Aliyahs the way I hear them. Everybody's
I know. So I think you're going to have to make sure that...
We have a Valkyra?
Okay.
Well,
I don't have to split
Maishi didn't tell me he's not here.
Huh?
Maishi didn't tell me he's not here.
Split yourself
into 10 people.
Okay,
thank you so much.
We'll talk back. I have a lot.
Is my shoe there?
Oh, my shoe.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, hi, buddy. How are you? Is my shoe there?
I might not answer to you.
Well, you went already.
This will be fast.
Yours, if you make a bracha, you make a bracha.
You always make a bracha.
Okay.
You always make.
I got the surah. Even after they bring Yoshi? Down that you're supposed to mechaben at the yotze.
Even after
Yotze? Yes, they bring it down. It's not safe for
it. It's already Yotze.
So what is the surah?
He made it, right. He had chance for the surah. Remember what you said?
There's a starting with the father light for them. They want to light
a lot. Rich people who are in the car leaving town.
The question is, yeah. So do you have to mechaber not to be good? Yeah, mechaber. I said this years ago. That's how you learn mechaber in the mahadran. If you learn the mahadran is to light on the father, so what do you mechaber not to be good? Okay. If the Mahadra is to light on the father, so for Keret, you're supposed to become two yoids with your father, no? Good, so the Terence says that's called a one mitzvah. The whole Velt, wait, let's start over. The whole Velt. You tell the Velt since their mom can't be yoids with her father. That's it. So therefore it comes like this. If the Pshad is Yaitu with the father, and you want to learn out Mahadrin, you want to light out Mahadrin, you should light out. But if the Pshad is it's not cool, Schiva's Dira, I mean you should say the Pashul come by, then you're Yonchi. Find out what time your father's light. Is he glad?
I got one more, so I just got to get one, I think, just one more.
You keep coming in and out.
So I don't want anybody to feel a feeling of giving up. Many people are left town already for the holiday. I'm finding them on the phone. Where did our... one person's coming? Can he come?
I don't know.
If he can come from upstairs, that's the minion.
Let me tell you, it's not from drugs somehow.
Okay. Do we know if he's coming or not?
The next night also there's a
do you have his number? My phone is... the pulse is so weak on this.
I don't know what happened. I started the phone
just go
all
through
night.
The halakha. For those that are here, whoever... I'll go through the halakha. So this I know that I tell me, what's with Shami? Did they free him? You know what happened?
Not yet.
Not yet, huh? But they gave back all the terrorists. Did they give back anybody?
I don't think they did anything
before.
Yet. They demanded more now, I think.
They won the Rosh Hashanah of Gandhi also.
It's, you know what it is?
It's a big game with them.
It's a game. They enjoyed the
they could. Yeah.
They're going to get everybody it's, out before they get him.
It's not that. It's the fun of... he's almost out. He's
right.
He's almost out.
Is it?
Missing the torch. It's the game.
That's why they're not hurting him. They're so far away.
Yeah.
Oh, with one upstairs?
It's all right. No, we're done.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
Oh, we're done.
Somebody's
no, it's... the Pesach Beitzah.
My name is Klaus, is Drach, and the last one is Sabrius. Oh, I'm sorry, I was going to call you.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to take him right here.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't.